If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this Lord's Day, we are happy to greet you again in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a good day to be alive. Truly, God is good to us. When we think of how God has blessed America, it causes us to want to get on our faces before Him and praise Him and thank Him for all that God is doing and has done and will do for this great nation. This is a nation where we have freedom of worship and freedom of expression and freedom of speech. Not everybody in the world can say that today. We have the privilege and the freedom, for example, to preach the gospel of redeeming grace and bring this gospel to you each Sunday at this time by radio. With all of the good things that God is doing for us here at Worth Baptist Church, indeed we're grateful to Him. We're experiencing the greatest summer in the history of our church. Let me take you back for just a moment. Worth Baptist Church is 21 years old. 21 years in business for God, winning people to Christ, teaching the Word of God, and sending the gospel around the world. We are now helping to support more than 75 missionary families in the various parts of the earth. We believe the outreach of the gospel is the fulfillment of the commission of Jesus Christ to go into all the world and evangelize. We are doing that at home. We are doing that abroad. We're doing that because we believe the time is short and soon Jesus Christ is coming. We're doing these things because we believe that it is incumbent upon us as believers to voice the truth and to give out the gospel story. Worth Baptist Church has been doing this for going on 22 years, and we praise the Lord for all the blessings that He's given us. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. We're in the midst of a great spiritual renewal during the days of the summer. For example, last Sunday, almost 650 people answered the roll call in our Sunday school to give us an all-time summer Sunday school attendance. The worship services were crowded to capacity, and God blessed in a marvelous way. Truly, this is summer revival. We want to share these things with you and with your family and with your neighbors. Some of you have been looking for a church, a place to go worship. We invite you to come today to Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Soon we will be building on our new property, which is a 14-acre tract adjoining the Fort Worth State School on Campus Drive, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820. This is a tremendous step for Worth Baptist Church. We are entering upon a great endeavor to build a new work to accommodate many people to hear the gospel. I would like to ask all of you who are listening today by radio to make these things a matter of prayer, to join with us as prayer partners in praying for the development of our new property and our new location. Pray with us today that God will lead every step of the way. This is a tremendous undertaking. It's a tremendous financial undertaking with almost $1 million being involved. And we're asking God to meet the need, supply the need, and we believe God's going to do it. So we ask you to join with us in prayer that God will direct us in moving to our new location, in building bigger and better facilities to reach more people with more of the gospel than ever before. Meantime, right here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you and your family to come and visit with us today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The Bible is the only textbook in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church. From the very smallest ones all the way through the adult department, we teach the Word of God. In fact, our motto in the Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school, to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. And that's what we're doing week after week as we teach the Word of God in every class. The theme of our Sunday school for this Sunday school year is this: nothing is impossible with God. My friend, God is able to do all things in your life. There's nothing too hard for Him. There's nothing too difficult. There's no problem that does not find its solution within the framework of the grace of God. So in the Sunday school and throughout the services of worship today, our morning worship at 11, our Sunday evening worship service at 7, we invite you to come and visit with us. We believe you'll discover a friendly atmosphere and a spiritual atmosphere in which to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth today. Why not make your plans now to visit our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. All of these services have been designed to meet your spiritual needs. All over America during these days, people are praying that God will send a revival to our land. Here at Worth Baptist Church, it has been our prayer during the days of the summer that a great spiritual awakening would come to America, that God would begin that work in the city of Fort Worth. We want you to continue to pray with us in these remaining days of the summer. And as we enter upon the fall season, let's continue to pray that God will send a spiritual awakening to America. We need it in Fort Worth. It's needed in Washington. It's needed in every capital. It's needed in every city and in every state in our nation. Worldwide revival is needed all over the nation today. God's people surely will be praying that there would be a spiritual renewal in the hearts of believers everywhere. Join with us in prayer that God will send a revival to our world, to our nation, to our city, to our churches, and to our hearts. That revival, my friend, could begin in you today as you surrender your life to Jesus Christ and commit your all to Him. I trust that you'll do it today. Some of you have been planning to write us, and we invite you to do so. We invite you to write us this week. Our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you would like the cassette tapes, there are 12 of them, containing 24 messages under the title 1975 in Prophecy. And all of these messages, all 24 of them, are based on the book of the Revelation. We invite you to write this week your check or money order for $19.95 will bring you 12 cassette tapes containing 24 messages on the book of the Revelation. Just write and ask for the tapes on prophecy to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, God's Great Kingdom. I shall read from the book of the Revelation, chapter 11, beginning at verse 15. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for this opportunity. We thank Thee that the gospel is the dynamite of God. We thank Thee that men still want to hear the truth. And we pray that as the gospel fills the air today, that many would come to know Christ as Savior. Bless those who are shut in and unable to be out today in public worship. We pray that Thou wouldst use this broadcast to encourage them, to strengthen them, to lift them up. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now the book of the Revelation, chapter 11, at verse 15, we read, "And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Listen again to the words of verse 15. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever. There have been many great kings and many great kingdoms in the history of mankind, but there's been no king like King Jesus, and there's been no kingdom like his kingdom. We have just read that the hour is coming when all of these kingdoms of the world and all of the empires and all the nations and all the powers will be under the sovereign rule of our great King, Jesus Christ. David was a great king. His specialty was war. He fought many battles. He defeated many enemies and brought fame and fortune to the nation Israel. Solomon was a great king. And oh, the specialties of Solomon. He was an author, an architect, an arbitrator, and an administrator. He was a builder, a biologist, a botanist, a banker, and a broker. He was a contractor, a chemist, a composer, and a chronologist. He was a poet, philosopher, philanthropist, and preacher. Solomon was a soldier, a scientist, a scholar, and a singer. It is said that he wrote 3,000 proverbs and over 1,000 songs. Solomon was very wealthy and very powerful. He had a great kingdom, and he was a great king. He had 1,400 chariots, 12,000 horsemen, and 40,000 stables. His income was $20 billion a year in gold only. Now, this would be besides his merchandising, his mining, and his investments. I repeat, Solomon was a great king. Nebuchadnezzar was a great king. His specialty was in banqueting and building. But my friend, all three of these kings, David, Solomon, and Nebuchadnezzar, outstanding kings, cannot hold a light to Jesus Christ, our King. What shall I say about Tiglath-Pileser and Sargon and Shalmaneser and Sennacherib and Alexander the Great and the Caesars of Rome and the Tsars of Russia and the kings of England, France, and Spain? All of these were great and mighty rulers. But they are not to be compared with our great King, Jesus Christ, because the Bible says he is the King of kings and Lord of lords. King Jesus has all the wisdom, all the wealth, all the power, all the riches, all the honor, all the majesty, all the glory, and all the might, both in heaven and upon the earth. You see, Jesus is Lord of heaven and earth. He rules over both dominions. He is the great King. He's seated upon his throne. And from him issue forth all the great powers and all the great operations of the universe today. King Jesus is the King of righteousness. And apart from his righteousness, no man will see God. King Jesus is the King of peace. And without him, there is no peace. The Bible calls him the Prince of Peace. And my friend, there can be peace in this world only as Jesus Christ brings that peace. There is no peace to the wicked, the Bible says. There is no peace apart from the peace that Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, brings with him. King Jesus commands the greatest army. The armies of heaven and earth are under his control. King Jesus has the greatest sword. His sword is his word. And the Bible says that it proceedeth forth out of his mouth to smite the nations of earth. King Jesus owns all the earth, all the wealth, all of the silver, all the gold, all the oil, the minerals, all of the wealth of the world belongs to him. King Jesus will defeat every nation. There is no nation today, however powerful that nation might be, that can fight against and win in a battle against the Lord Jesus Christ. I repeat, Jesus Christ with His mighty presence, with a sharp sword, will defeat all the nations of earth. This King, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. He said Himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Me." King Jesus is the true vine. King Jesus is the bread of life. King Jesus is the light of the world. My friend, you can imagine how dark this world would be were it not for the light of Jesus Christ. Now, it's a dark world, and we all agree, but how much darker it would be if Jesus Christ had never come. King Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. That is, He's the first and the last, and He's everything in between. King Jesus is the bright and morning star. King Jesus is the lily of the valley. King Jesus is the rose of Sharon. And King Jesus is the Savior of the world. John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world." In Acts 4:12 we read, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There is but one way that God has ever reached man, and that's through His Son, Jesus Christ. There is but one way that man can reach God, and that's by the Mediator, the Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the great coming King, and who shall reign upon the earth. Nebuchadnezzar built his hanging gardens of Babylon. Solomon built his temple in Jerusalem. King Faisal built his oil empire in the Arab countries. My friend, King Jesus created the heaven and the earth, and He has the whole world in His hand. David reigned for 40 years. Solomon reigned for 40 years. Nebuchadnezzar reigned for 43 years. Augustus reigned in Rome for 51 years. Cyrus reigned for 29 years. Nero reigned for 14 years. But King Jesus will reign forever and ever and ever. Why, the Bible says, "Of His kingdom there shall be no end. He shall inherit the throne of His father David, and He shall rule over all the house of Israel forever and forever." Nebuchadnezzar reigned over 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia. But King Jesus will reign over all the earth. Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more. Behold the islands with their kings, and Europe her finest tribute brings. From north to south, the princes meet to pay their tribute at His feet. Yes, from shore to shore, from border to border, from kingdom to kingdom, from one part of the earth to the other, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, Jesus Christ will one day rule over all the earth. And you know, when Jesus Christ reigns upon the earth, there will be peace and righteousness and joy and prosperity. There will be equity in all the earth. Today, there are many injustices in the world. But my friend, when Jesus Christ comes, all will be made right. All of the wrongs will be made right. All of the crooked places will be made straight. All sin will be banished from the earth. I repeat, His kingdom shall be a kingdom of righteousness, of peace, and of joy. And you know, when Jesus Christ comes to reign upon the earth, all born-again believers are going to reign with Him. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 2:12, "If we suffer with Him, we shall also reign with Him." John writes in the Revelation chapter 1 at verse 5 and verse 6, "Unto Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests to reign with Him, to Him be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever." We are going to reign with Jesus Christ over all the earth. It's a wonderful thing to be a Christian today. It's the best thing I know. It's a wonderful thing to know that our sins are forgiven, that we have a home in heaven, that we've been redeemed and ransomed. We've had all of our sins washed away. My friend, today, if you do not have that peace, that assurance in your heart, you can have it this moment. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us to confess our sins. All you need to do today is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that He died for you. Believe that He can and will save you. And this moment, salvation can be yours. You can have that deep, settled peace that money can't bring, and fortune can't bring, and fame can't bring. And if you had all of the things of this world system, you'd still be lacking in the area of peace of mind and heart. But with Jesus Christ, even if you don't have these things, you can have the peace of God that passes all understanding in your soul. I trust right now by your radio that you would bow your head, pray the sinner's prayer, God be merciful to me, a sinner, and save me, and He'll do it this moment. I have this footnote, then I shall be through. King Jesus should be the King of your life, of your soul, and of your heart. Without Him, you can do nothing. With Him, you can do anything. As we leave the broadcast today, we invite you to come and visit the Sunday school and the worship services of Worth Baptist Church. Remember, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock with a class for every age and every grade level, for every member of your family. Our morning worship at 11 and our evening worship service at 7. We invite you to visit with us today here at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And until we greet you again by radio next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.